Hello guys, and welcome to my podcast. I do believe this is the third episode of my podcast, and I am sorry for not uploading. I know the whole podcast only has 4 listenings, and I only have 2 episodes, so if we divide that to the both of them, we have 2 persons. That's not really much. So, yes, I don't really have an audience yet. I don't will, but so because I don't have an audience on this podcast, I don't think I can be ashamed of myself, because no one will ever hear what I am saying. So, I have thought about some many things these past weeks, and now I will ramble about them for you. So, the first thing I have thought of is I really want a scooter. Okay, the background is I watched a sketch from Studio C. Check it out, it's called Two Guys on a Scooter. And after that you can just write Studio C. And it's about two guys on a scooter. And that was really inspiring for me. It was a comedic sketch, but I really think that for me, a scooter, every day I take the bus and train to school, so I think it would be very nice to take a scooter there. A moped, it goes 45 miles, no, kilometers per hour. Oh, fuck miles. I love the metric system. But you, there in America, you have a pretty bad system. Yes, you know. Because here, in Europe, we have the best system of all. Because if we would take, example, water. 1 liter equals 1 kilo. It's pretty basic, and it makes sense. You there in America, with your pounds and inches, I don't understand it. How? Like, feet? Whose feet? It's just so bad. But anyways, back to scooters. I don't know how I have changed subjects so fast. But that's what they love me, I guess. But the scooter, I will buy a used moped, because, let's be honest, they are really expensive. So I will sell paintings on the street for money. I have 1 year upon me to get 1 year and 1 month, actually. So that's a yes. To get the money for a moped, I will sell paintings on the street. Yes, because here in Sweden, when you are 15, you can get a moped driver license. So yeah, because I want a moped, so I need money. I will roughly translate one moped, used moped, because let's be honest, I won't have the money for a new one.
will cost me around 9,000 kronor, which equals $900. But that's pretty much. I don't know pounds, but 900 euros. It's complicated that I don't know the exact numbers, but yes. So I want a scooter because school, it will be faster, more efficient. So I will take my scooter every day to school, and I think it will be great. But the thing is, you know, money. And I know that it maybe isn't so good for the climate, for Earth, for Mother Earth, but they are pretty energy, eco-friendly, because I will use the metric system, use three decil of 0.3 liters of fuel for 1 mile, not American mile, which is 10 kilometers, and that's pretty good, because I don't think that you should go around wasting Mother Earth, but that's not much. I mean, how much does a car, how much, if you put it to perspective of a car and a moped, which does burn more fuel? That's the question. I will also put another color on my moped. I am expecting to give it a black and red color, which I think will be very great, because black and what was I saying? Black and red. That's a good color combination, right? Like, all of you must give it to me. Red and black. That's a good combination. Recently I also thought about maybe blue and black, but it will not give out the same vibe as red and black. But yeah, I think that's a good combination. And when I turn 15, if I'm 13 now, in 1 month I will be 14. So it's practically 1 year, and in 1 month I will buy my new mobile, because my current daily driver isn't good. It's a Motorola C+, and it has 2 gigabytes of RAM, 16 gigabytes of internal storage. I have a friend, or not a real friend. I know him, and he, what can I say, he has a iPhone 6 with his, which is pretty broken, so I really much respect for him, that he can withstand that, that he can have that phone. I have really much respect for him, and I don't understand how he can manage to have that phone, you know. But I will
I am planning to buy an Samsung Galaxy A51, which I have heard is one of the best budget phones. Before that, I thought one, not much, but about getting an iPhone. And excuse me for a moment. Now I don't want an iPhone anymore, because the problem with iPhones is they are really expensive. It's not that they are expensive that are the problem. Yes, for me, because I have not the budget to buy $1,000 phone. My budget lays around $300 to $400. So, but anyways, there is a phone called the A40, which costs around $250, and there's a phone called the iPhone 7. Both are around the same quality. They are both, you know, good and stuff. If A40 has a little bit better camera, and in general the A40 is a little better. But when it comes to the pricing, the A40 costs $250. People have said that is the best budget smartphone out there, and there's the phone called the iPhone 7, which is almost as good, but costs around the double the price. So you see the problem with iPhones. If you are into another problem with the iPhones is the ecosystem, because if you are a Apple buyer, you have your iPhone, you have your MacBook, you have your Apple Watch, and when one of them breaks, you can't just switch to Samsung, because there's an ecosystem. Everything works out smoothly, and so you're in a trap. Yes. So if your phone breaks, then you want to get a Samsung, then your Apple Watch won't work out, because you don't have an Apple. And that just costs too much money for me. So I am planning to buy a A40, A50 or a A51. Depends on the price. And after that I will buy a moped and drive around in my scooter. Because that's what legends do. But anyway, I think this podcast is getting out of hand, really. I have touched upon my moped I want to buy, and a phone. I think I am really not the best person to have a podcast, because my bad English and stuff, but I don't expect people to listen to my podcast. I just expect me to get better in English. I think better, not better at English. And to make my English teacher happy, because we have those goals, if you want to say that. But it ends now.
Goodbye, tomato.